Welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the one-on-one guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Manpower Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Have you noticed the spring is in the air? Have you seen the trees budding, the flowers blooming, and the fresh green grass? Right now, it's definitely time to bring out the golf clubs, pull out our running gear, and start enjoying the warm sunshine and the gentle breezes. How does spring look in your dream life? I wish you could see the huge smile that's on my face. I'm so thankful that life is so good. I'm able to see, I'm able to walk, I'm able to talk, I'm able to do the many things that we take for granted. Please understand that we have no idea what tomorrow will bring. That's why we continually take action to live the fantastic life we dream about today. Enjoy life and share it with those that you really care about. As a quick recap, we're highlighting the 13 characteristics of successful people as identified by Napoleon Hill in the classic book, Think and Grow Rich. We have covered how you must have a burning desire, have faith, realize that auto-suggestion works both ways, seek specialized knowledge, use imagination, follow organized planning, be decisive by nature, and maintain persistence. Do you see the value in applying these lessons in your daily life? Are you up to date with your journal? Just between you and me, I missed 2 days of journaling last week. I woke up on Friday morning while being thankful for another day. I started laughing. And I was laughing because I was thinking, what would you guys think if you knew I actually missed 2 days of journaling? Yes, I missed 2 days of journaling, and I was laughing because I knew I had to jump up right then and write an entry into my journal. I, just like you, have challenging days too. I remember it and journal. Are your goals now listed in your journal? Have you been writing in your journal? Get your pen and paper ready, and right in the middle of the page, I want you to write the date, Monday, April 21st. Are you wondering what's special about that day? Let me tell you. There are two things. The first is I will be the inspirational luminary on InspireMeToday.com. Our special registration code is listed at www.manpowerradio.com. And number two, we're pre-launching our Success 101 course, which is a step-by-step, in-depth look at the mindset and system for building your dream life. Today's topics are the power of the mastermind and the mystery of sex mutation. After 25 plus years of interviews and personal observations, Napoleon Hill stated, "Analyze the record of any man who has accumulated a great fortune and many of those who have accumulated modest fortunes, and you will find that they have either consciously or unconsciously employed the mastermind principle." How do you gain power through the mastermind principle? The mastermind principle may be defined as, quote, the coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose, end quote. No individual may have great power without availing himself to the mastermind. This form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. Your understanding of this truth may definitely determine your financial status. To better understand the potential power available to you through this properly chosen mastermind group, let's examine two traits of the mastermind principle. One, economic in nature, and two, psychic in nature. Economic advantages may be created by surrounding yourself with advice, experience, and personal cooperation of a group of individuals willing to give support and aid in the spirit of perfect harmony. This form of cooperation alliance has been the basis of nearly all great fortunes. The psychic advantages are more abstract and may be more difficult to understand. Please highlight this chapter in your book and spend some time understanding this principle. Have you heard the statement, "No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind"? The human mind is a form of energy, and as such, there is a spiritual part associated with it. When there is spirit of harmony, the spirit of units of each mind forms an association which constitutes the psychic phase. Energy is nature's universal building block, and energy is broken down into matter. This matter fills the universe and we know there is a higher being directing the flow of energy and matter. Dr. Hill used the fact that we all know a group of electric batteries have more power than a single battery and will provide more energy. The brain operates in a similar fashion. That means that some brains are more efficient than others, which leads to this statement. A group of brains connected in the spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain, just as the group of batteries provided more energy than a single battery. Using this metaphor, it becomes obvious that the mastermind principles holds the secret of power exercised by those surrounding themselves with other like-minded brains. This statement may help you understand the psychic phase of the mastermind principle. When a group of individual brains are connected and function in harmony, the increased energy created through their alliance becomes available to every brain in that group. Remember this thought. Men take on the nature and habits and the power of thought of those with whom they associate in the spirit of sympathy and harmony. The principle of the mastermind is available to you. Form your own mastermind team. Now, earlier we discussed faith, and when we were discussing it, we said that faith, love, and sex are the most powerful of all major positive emotions. When the three are blended together, they open a conduit which allows the vibration of thought to reach the subconscious mind, where it's changed into a spiritual equivalent, the only form that induces a response from the infinite intelligence. When the three are blended, they open a conduit which allows the vibrations of thought to reach the subconscious mind, where it's changed into its spiritual equivalent, the only form that induces a response from the infinite intelligence. Love and faith are psychic, and sex is purely biological and related only to the physical. The principle of sex mutation is simply the switching of the mind from thoughts of physical expression to the thoughts of some other nature. Sex desire is the most powerful of human desires. When driven by this desire, men develop a keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability unknown to them at other times. This desire is so strong that men freely run the risk of life and reputation to indulge in it. When you harness this power, its motivating force includes all of its attributes, such as keenness of imagination, courage, persistence, and creative ability. The desire for sexual expression is inborn and natural. This desire should be given an outlet through forms of expression which enrich the body, mind, and spirit of man. If not given this form of outlet through transmutation, it will seek outlets through purely physical channels. Keep this thought in mind. A river may be dammed and its water controlled for some time, but eventually it will force an outlet. The same is true with emotions of sex. It may be controlled for a period of time, but its very nature causes it to be ever-seeking means of expression. The emotion of sex is an irresistible force against which there can be no such opposition. When driven by this emotion, you become gifted with a superpower for action. The emotion of sex contains the secret of creative ability. The human mind responds to stimuli, through which it may be keyed up to high rates of vibration. This is known as enthusiasm, creative imagination, intense desire, etc. The 10 stimuli the mind responds to most freely are 1. The desire for sex expression, 2. Love, 3. A burning desire for fame, power, or financial gain, money, 4. Music, 5. Friendship between either those of the same sex or members of the opposite sex, 6. A mastermind alliance based on the harmony of two or more people who ally themselves for spiritual and temporal advancement. 7. Mutual suffering, such as experienced by people who are persecuted. 8. Autosuggestion. 9. Fear. 10. Narcotics and alcohol. The desire for sex expression is the first stimuli listed, which has most effectively stepped up the vibration of the mind and start the wheels of physical action. 8 of these stimuli are natural and constructive, while 2 are destructive. This list is presented to you so you can make a comparative study of the major sources of the mind stimulation. This comparison is necessary as a foundation of proof of the statement that transmutation of sex energy may lift one's status to that of genius. The road to genius consists of development, control, and use of sex, love, and romance. The process may be stated as follows. encourage the presence of these emotions as the dominating thoughts in one's mind, and discourage the presence of all the destructive emotions. The mind is a creature of habit. It thrives upon the dominating thoughts fed to it. Through the faculty of willpower, one may discourage the presence of any emotion and encourage the presence of any other. Control of the mind through the power of will is not difficult. Control comes from persistence and habit. The secret of control lies in understanding the process of transmutation. When any negative emotion presents itself in one's mind, it can be transmuted into a positive or constructive emotion by the simple procedure of changing one thought. There is no other road to genius than through the voluntary self-effort. One may attain great heights of financial and business achievement solely by the driving force of sex energy, but history is filled with evidence that there are certain traits of character which rob them of the ability to either hold or enjoy their fortunes. Riches alone does not bring happiness. The emotions of love, when mixed with the emotions of sex, softens, modifies, and beautifies facial expressions. You have observed it for yourself, haven't you? It's there for the world to see. The emotion of love brings out and develops the artistic and aesthetic nature of man. It leaves its imprint on one's very soul, and the memory of love never passes. They linger, guide, and influence long after the source of stimulation has faded. Love is life's greatest experience. It brings one into communion with the infinite intelligence. When mixed with emotions of romance and sex, it may lead you far up the ladder of creative effort. From the beginning of time, man's greatest motivating force is his desire to please woman. Dr. Hill points out that most men will not admit that they are easily influenced by the women they prefer, because it's in the nature of man to want to be recognized as the stronger of the species. He also said the intelligent woman recognizes his manly trait and very wisely makes no issue of it. Think and Grow Rich is truly a book to use as a guide to help understand how to apply life's principles to our daily life. I encourage you to read, highlight, and reread these two chapters as we continue building our road to success. My recommendation is to read the entire chapter once, then read it again in 2 to 3 page increments. There are many nuggets to gain from these two chapters, and if you're like me, you learn something new every time you read them. Please go back and read these chapters again and again to make sure you understand what they're saying. Remember, you hold the key. The choice is yours. Are you building your road to success? Are you being thankful for each day? Are you smiling and sharing those smiles with the world? Are you making progress in getting out of your own way to build the fantastic life you dream about? I invite you to visit www.menpowerradio.com and share your thoughts, ideas, and daily experiences so we can share them with others. What will your dream life be like? Our next show, on May 3rd, we will continue with the traits of successful people from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I encourage you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we continue building our Men Power Radio network. If you like what you're hearing on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk radio show at www.womenpower-radio.com with the woman of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, is the host who shares her vision of life is just beginning. Let's make this world a better world to live in. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.